Welcome to this episode of the Common Humanity Podcast, where we are here to have real human conversations. Today, we have Liz and Zach from My Favorite Burger Podcast. You can also find them on My Favorite Burger Pod on Instagram, which will all be linked below. So, Liz, Zach, thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited. This is going to be a good time. But we're going to start, and you guys can Rochambeau for whoever answers this first. But who are you?
How much time do you have? We already talked about that. Guys, we have an hour.
We have an hour.
Yep. Yeah, come on.
Liz, why don't you go first?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, with that question, I feel like sometimes the answer is always like, so I'm a Capricorn. I was born in the 80s. But basically, I'm a woman who works in the trucking industry, which is unusual, but I like it a lot. And I live in Berkshire County, and I have a really good life, and I'm really happy with my life. That's kind of me in a nutshell. There's not much more to it. Everything is pretty basic.
That is like, but that's like goals though. Like goals is I'm happy with my life.
Yes, we love it. I'm Zach. I'm from Miami, Florida. I'm a writer and musician and podcaster. And I sometimes like my life too.
Mini goals.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Oh my God. So I have to... Now I'm going to have to find this quote because I love it so much, but it's like my new favorite quote right now. And it's something along the lines of everybody likes to say baby steps like they're like these timid little things, but in actuality, they're like lurching themselves into the unknown. So
that's so true.
Yeah.
You don't give babies enough credit.
That's so true, especially when you take into account like the proportions of the distance of their steps to like the length of their body.
Right.
Like they're taking huge steps.
It's true. Okay. So Zach, yeah. I'm curious. You said musician. What genre?
So
before you say this, Zach, he is an amazing musician.
Thank you.
Absolutely anything on the piano by just hearing it. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I'm jealous.
The other side of that is that I can't really read music for shit. But yes, I do. I have a talent for playing by ear. I play piano and I compose electronic instrumental music. You can find that under Zach Gross, like disgusting. I do that kind of as a hobby. Professionally, I'm a copywriter. So I do like corporate marketing and advertising.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's so good. He'll send me videos of songs. He's just ding, 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 ding. I'm like, how do you do that? I'm like the most tone deaf person in the world. Stuff like that. Amazing.
I was having this conversation with a friend the other day, and I played five different interests in intro. Well, I can talk. I promise.
We'll get there.
Instruments. There we go. I cannot tune to ear. Like we would be tuning our trumpets and I'd be like, guys, am I flat? Am I sharp? Like, I don't know. I can't tell. Like I can play the notes, but.
It's so interesting how everyone's musical talents are different. Like everyone has a different skill. It's fascinating.
I gotta tell you, I'm like really good at air instruments.
Please demonstrate. I feel like a podcast is the perfect place.
Okay, let's see. I'm gonna name this one.
Guys, she's good.
Oh, violin.
She's amazing.
Or viola. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going for fiddle, but either one would work.
Oh. Okay, guys, she's not as good as I thought.
Was I such a nerd that when she said air instruments, I thought she was talking about like the clarinet? Isn't that like an air instrument?
Instrument.
Oh, I was thinking like air guitar.
I
was sitting down. Like, air guitar. Like I could do like an acoustic maybe, as if I'm like at like a really hipster bar or something. This one's my favorite. Can you name it?
Harmonica.
Harmonica.
Close. It was actually a mouth harp.
Oh, is that different?
Yeah, because it's like it goes boing.
Wait, play the harmonica for a sec. Air harmonica. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally different. No, see, everyone's musical in a different way. It's awesome.
It's true.
Wait, are you musical in a different way if you're not musical at all? Does that
totally.
Count?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
That's a different way. Do you listen to music?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I love music.
Like an appreciation for music is being musical. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know what you guys is.
I wanted to ask you something though.
Okay. Ask me.
Your last podcast, you said you went to your favorite band's concert twice, but you didn't say who it was.
Oh.
Who was it?
Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls.
Ooh, I don't know them.
I don't know either, but I'm going to check them out.
You need to. Like.
Oh my God. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, no, it's super fun because, like, he's never played in Wyoming, and he played 50 states in 50 days, and he's from England. And so,
wow,
like, I was supposed to work a show at my, like, side gig job, and it got canceled. And so I had tickets for the Denver show, which I already went to, and then the show I was supposed to work got canceled. So I bought more tickets, and I drove to middle Wyoming, but 3 hours away on a Tuesday night.
Wow.
Watch him play the bar.
I would do it too. You know, especially if the guys in England and came so far too. I mean, yeah, go for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's so cool.
Bouncing off, because it goes with the question I was going to ask, is there a band that you would see two shows in 1 week for?
Yes. There's a bunch, but like Taylor Swift, I would travel any length for any amount of nights to see repeatedly.
I'm afraid of outer space, but I would go and see her on the moon.
Yeah. Okay, so. I would be there too, front row, if there are rows on the moon.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if you just float above it.
Probably like orbits, like front orbit. I don't know. So, what about you? Like, I guess Frank Turner, but like who else?
Oh. Some of these I haven't even seen yet. Probably like Foo Fighters. I'm trying to think. Ryan Cavario has
I don't know him.
Look him up. It's great. I'm gonna have to make like a playlist after this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let's see. Who else would I? I would maybe for Taylor Swift now, but I saw Taylor Swift at Cheyenne Frontier Days like a decade ago when she was still like a pop princess.
Mm-hmm.
And no, just a hard no.
Fair enough.
First place. But now that she's like her own person and not just like a corporate drone.
Yeah.
Now that she's doing her own thing. Yeah. I'm going to sound like such a mainstream basic bitch, but I'm also like living for the new Beyonce album. I would travel pretty far to see that performed live right now.
That's fair.
I
mean, it's crazy,
so. I was going to travel to Ohio to see MGMT.
Ooh.
And I didn't go, and I still regret it. And that was like 4 years ago.
That would be so cool.
I probably would go see them anywhere.
They would be a really fun show.
They would.
Are they the ones who sing classic?
No, but that is a similar, like, four letters, and they start with M. But no, MGMT sings, what's it called? Kids? Children?
Kids. And they had like three big songs like in 2006, 2007 probably. But they came out with an album in 2019. And I just loved it. And it was called Little Dark Age. And it's such a cool album. And it's kind of like a weird, like 80s Russian pop vibe was like what they were.
It's like 80s, but like darker.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It is cool.
But yeah, I know, Chandra, the band you're thinking of is like MKMT or something.
Yeah, something
and
like that.
It's one of the guys in it is the little kid from Lost, like, who has special powers, or like doesn't have special powers, but they hint that he does forever. Walt, he's Walt on Lost, and then he sings that classic song with some band called M something something something.
Yeah, I know the song because I choreographed it for a preschool graduation like 8 years ago or so.
That sounds fun.
Those are the coolest kids now, by the way.
They are. And every time I hear the song, I like hit some dance moves and I'm like, yeah, this was.
You're like, I still remember it.
All right, so.
Oh, it's MKTO.
MKTO? That's way too close. Also, I already looked up that band so that I can listen afterwards. This is what I do. So like when I meet new people, I'm like, hey, give me 10 songs of like your favorite songs or like songs that depict who you are or whatever. And then like that's how I build my library. And so friends I've made recently are like really into hip hop and rap. So I've been listening to a lot more rap. But like rap I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
Like not just bitches and hoes rap.
Ooh.
Which is like the kind of rap I like. The like
right.
traditional like rhythm and poetry rap, which is cool. Like you know, totally my jam.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was a diehard Tupac fan when I was a teenager.
I actually this exact friend, I just lent him my book Rose Through the Concrete, which is Tupac's poetry book.
Uh-huh.
So because I was just like, I like poetry, you like rap, you'll probably like this.
Yeah.
Because
I'm basically like a squirrel. Like I find like cool shiny things and then I give them to my friends, or like a raven. They do that.
Yeah, because a squirrel would like bury it.
That's true.
It's nice that you give it to people.
Okay, on that note, what would you guys say is like your spirit animal? You could take it spiritually or however you want to, because it's your life.
So for me, it's a split between two. I think I said this on our recent episode of My Favorite Burger, actually, but it's between a giraffe and a hummingbird for me. And Liz told me I had big man, small man syndrome.
Okay. So I need to know. So why do I identify with a giraffe?
Oh, so I don't think I identify with a giraffe, but I would want to be one for a day.
Okay.
And they're just so interestingly shaped. I think it would be crazy to have a neck like that. And then hummingbirds, I think it's so cool that they can kind of float and flutter and they're tiny and they're just like, I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to be one for a day as well.
Okay, so then now this is an awkward question, but do you have an abnormally long tongue? Because both of those animals have an abnormally long tongue.
I hoped you would ask. I can't say much more than yes.
Like
that's a good point.
Game.
That's a good point. I never noticed the connection. Liz, what's your spirit animal? And does it also have an abnormal tongue?
I think these both have tongues, because most animals do. I think because I'm going to say the because before I say it. So the because is I feel like I'm in constant, like, don't know how to shut my brain down kind of a person. And I'm always like, go, go, go. And I'm thinking like 10 days ahead. I always want to know what restaurant we're going to so I can look at the menu beforehand. Like I have a horrible need to be like ultra prepared for everything. So I think that if I had to identify with another animal, I don't even know what that animal would be, like a woodpecker. I don't know. Like that person, that animal would just be a nut.
Honestly, like a squirrel, like hiding nuts for weeks ahead of time.
Yeah. But I think that I want to like twist the question and say that if I could be that animal, I would be like a lazy dog or a lazy cat. And I could just be calm and sleep all the time. And people would feed me and pet me and love me and like tell me that I was doing stuff bad, like jumping, don't jump. Like that would be like the worst thing I could do, to jump on someone or like chew your shoe or something. But
an easy life. Yeah. Yeah. I want to change my answers now.
I literally, my dogs, like my mom takes them to the dog park in the morning, and then they come home, and by 8 o'clock they're taking a nap. Like they've had exercise, they've had food, and they just sleep for like 4 hours. And I'm like, I want your life. Like, can you go to work? That'd be great. You go to work, I will lay belly up on the couch.
Yes. It is exhausting doing nothing.
Pets should have to pay rent somehow.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't have to pay the rent. My owner is there, yeah. Right?
I know. I wish my cats would pay rent.
I was going to say, I'd be Zach's cats. They're taking care of very well.
They have pretty good lives. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. What other fun questions can I come up with for you guys?
We have one for you that we'll throw into the mix too, but not just yet.
Not just yet. Okay.
Yeah.
What, like, if you were to go on any sort of trip, doesn't have to be a vacation necessarily, but you're traveling somewhere, where would you go and how would you get there?
Ooh. I really want to go to New Zealand. And I would fly.
Wait, did I tell you that I just got really into this New Zealand show?
No, what is it?
It's like a murder mystery show, but they're in New Zealand. It's so good.
Oh, I need to watch it.
The Broken Wood Mysteries. And they're like, hey, we're going. It's been a murder.
I love it. Good. Broken Wood. What is it? Brokeback Mountain. Broken Wood
Mysteries.
Broken Wood Mysteries. I'm into it. Oh, it's Frank so Turner, good. And now the Broken Wood Mysteries. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah.
This is why I love podcasts.
Zealand, yeah.
Podcasts tell me where I need to travel and what I need to watch and listen to.
Fantastic. Liz,
you would go? Yeah, Liz, where would you go? Also New Zealand?
I would go to the Taj Mahal.
Mm.
And I guess, like, just for the adventure, I'd get there by scooter.
Ooh, good luck.
Nice. Okay, so like one of the ones you push yourselves or one of the electronic ones?
Oh, should I rickshaw there?
How are you getting over the water? I chose plane because I was like, I live so far away.
I'm not that adventurous. I would probably take a tour bus from.
I'm going to hang glide in to New Zealand.
Yeah. But I do want to see the Taj Mahal. I really, really do. I think it's just like, it's got to be unbelievable.
Probably. Yeah. It looks gorgeous. What about you, Chandra? Where would you go?
Yeah, where are you going?
I would. Oh, no. So I didn't. After you said Taj Mahal, my brain remembered that I've always wanted to go see Hagia Sophia.
Turkey?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing I need to do. And I am adventurous, so I would swim and then probably like hitchhike once I
got. So this is a good time to ask. Do you have a strategy for if a shark approached you?
I would ask him his name and see if I can hitch a ride.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to tell you, like, don't trust everyone who says to punch it in the nose.
I would never punch any animal in the nose, like maybe.
I would definitely try to hurt a shark if it was approaching me.
I like
Chandra. I feel like you live in a cartoon almost.
Me too. I also feel like I live in a cartoon.
I love it.
It's amazing. But yeah, I would rip the gills.
No, I think about these things, right? So one, I refer to myself as a Disney princess because I do talk to animals, also inanimate objects. But
yes.
Like there's this story I always tell. Like there was this bird trapped in a window well and I was trying to save it. And like I like put a shovel in to like lift it up and it was just like freaking out. And I was talking, so I was like, oh, sorry, like I should have told you it was gonna happen. And I like looked at like, I'm gonna put the shovel down, you're gonna hop on the shovel, I'm gonna lift the shovel up so you can fly away. And then the bird calmed down. I put the shovel down. It just hopped onto the shovel. And I was like, I am. I'm a Disney fucking person.
The bird was like, oh, well, when you put it like that.
You were like, by the way, I have this like hole in my shirt. Can you go sew it for me?
Yeah, that would be great. They don't clean for me, though, which is unfortunate because I could use an adorable, fuzzy, like maid service.
Make it
easier.
Happened, we all. Mm-hmm.
Oh so man, funny. What is your guys' favorite Disney movie?
Ooh. Well, mine growing up was Beauty and the Beast. I must have watched it a gajillion times. I mean, over and over and over. But then I also like, you know, like the old ones, like Mary Poppins and stuff like that.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I know I saw it, but I don't think it wasn't like one of the ones we had on VHS.
That was like a flying bed that took them to space, right? That
yeah, they went all over the place. They went into a cartoon.
Yes.
Soccer.
And like into the ocean, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also hard to answer that because I feel like it's become harder to tell what is and isn't a Disney movie. But growing up, definitely for me, I think Lion King and Aladdin were like big ones.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz was not Disney, right? No.
No, I don't think so.
No. So I think Lion King and Aladdin were probably my faves.
Did you look at the live action remakes of?
I couldn't watch it. I didn't try to watch it. I couldn't like get into it. I saw the preview and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
That's fair.
What was the Aladdin one? Was that Will Smith?
Yeah. Pre-slap. But yeah, he was the genie. I don't know. Did you see it, Chandra? Was it good?
Yeah. It was good. I would say I still prefer the cartoon version. Mm. But I did like the genie's story more in the live action.
Maybe I'll have to see it then. Because I was nervous about how they were going to handle Genie.
Yeah.
Robin Williams was so good.
Right. Yeah. And Gilbert Gottfried was the character.
Iago? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Good point.
Yes.
Forgot about that. Iago.
Was Iago even in that one? I don't even know. But it was the only one I was really nervous about was Mulan because I love Mulan. And I love the music in Mulan, and I love Mushu, and then none of that was there.
Interesting.
At least Aladdin and all the other ones still had all the songs, and they were a little bit different maybe, but they still had all the songs. And Mulan has such good music. And then...
I saw the live action of Beauty and the Beast. Which
me too.
Emma Watson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hated it.
I didn't like it either.
And I think that's why I didn't watch any of the real live ones again. Because I was like, no.
Yeah, I didn't think anyone was bad in it, but I just didn't think it was better in any way than the original.
Weird like kidnapping. She's like, kidnap? Like you, when it's like live action, you're like, wait, my willing suspension of disbelief is totally blown up because I'm like, did you just like kidnap her? Like what?
Yeah.
I actually liked it. One, two things that I think made it better. Not that the movie was better, but things that were better in the live action. I think it's Evermore. It's the Beast song. And it made me so, like, I just love that song. And then two, at the end, when she's dancing with her new husband or whatever, and he's all pretty, and she looks at him, and she was like, hey, would you mind growing a beard? Because I don't even know.
He wasn't beastly enough.
Yeah. So like,
I like you. I like my men a little hairy. That's why I like you in the first place.
Yeah. That's why I stayed locked up in this castle all this time.
Right. But even like as a kid, when Beast turned into a human, I was like, he looks like Michael Bolton. Like, why is this?
Not you,
right? And then I mean I know it was France, so like There's a whole
valid point.
Aisle and then there. But I just, I like that one.
I have a problem with this. I have a problem with this in general. When you look back on like all, especially like in the 90s or early 2000s, and there was always like the hot guy in school, he always had like long hair. And I was like, was that like a cute look for boys? I mean, like, I know I was fully teenager in the 90s, but like,
Stallone had long hair too. Yeah.
But they had like, but I don't like who decided that that was like a hot look?
The 90s did.
Nobody went to high school and had long hair like that.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic had long hair.
That was like supposed to be 1912, right? Like,
yeah, but it was 97. We all knew.
I was thinking like that movie Airborne. Do you remember the movie Airborne? He was like the cousin who came from California, and he was like a really good rollerblader. And his cousin was Seth Green, and he goes and lives with him, but he's California and he has long hair and he's like the hot guy in school. And the end of the movie is like this like epic, like rollerblading championship thing or something. Do you know this?
No, I do not.
No, but it sounds great. The
movie I remember was a Disney original called Brink, which I was obsessed with. And I
never saw that.
Wait, what was it about? Was it surfing?
No, it was rollerblading. Oh. But look, when we got Disney Plus, I was like, oh my God, all of the Disney originals are on here. And I watched it and I can still quote that movie. I haven't seen it in 15, maybe 20 years. And I was just like, there's one part where I'm just like, my move. And my mom was like, seriously, like you did this when you were 12. And I was like, yeah, I'm still cool, mom. It's cool.
It's crazy how that stuff stays with you.
I know. Well, I remember we watched Airborne over and over again. My friend Christy thought that the Airborne kid was the cute one, but because his hair was so weird to me, I ended up thinking Seth Green was the cuter one.
Okay, I used to have such a crush on Seth Green though.
Like, can't hardly wait, Seth Green?
Yes!
All of Seth Green.
He would be so psyched.
He's just, like, short and ginger and adorable.
My God, you have to watch Airborne. You will love it.
Sounds like he's rollerblading up a storm.
So did you guys, so speaking of Disney originals, do you guys remember or did you ever watch Xenon Girl of the 21st Century?
Oh, yes.
I think I was too old for that one.
Yes, 100%. Zetus Lapidus, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, every time Zoom, Zoom, Zoom makes my heart go boom, boom.
Yeah, what was the band called who sang that?
Oh,
it was
God.
The Backstreet Boys from Outer Space, basically.
Yeah.
Zoom, 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 you make my heart go boom. It was like... I forget.
Oh my God, I don't know.
But yeah, I remember that movie.
It was the first thing I thought of earlier when Liz said that, you know, she's afraid of space, so she wouldn't follow Taylor Swift to space, but anywhere else. And I was just like, I mean, there's concerts in space. Disney's proved it. It works.
Oh,
yes.
Oh man.
Protozoa was the band.
Yes.
I never would have got that.
And I loved how, like, by this time, because I'm pretty sure the future in that movie was now, we were supposed to be living in space wearing just, like, really shiny clothing all the time.
The 90s loved to project that we were going to be wearing, like, silver outfits in space. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chandra, we have, like, a quick question for you.
Okay, answer.
So... And to explain it first, so your listeners aren't in the dark in case they haven't heard our podcast, we're from My Favorite Burger. And a burger can be a burger or it can be something you saw. It could be a meme. It could be a movie. It could be music. It could be someone you bumped into. A burger could be anything. But like, what's your favorite burger of the moment?
And do you want, Zach, you have a burger. I have a burger too. Do you want to hear our burgers first and then you can tell us what your favorite burger is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We don't want to put you on the burger spot.
Yeah.
No. So my current favorite burger is something that I just watched today, which is a documentary on Netflix called Trainwreck 1999 Woodstock.
And it's about, I haven't seen it, but I want to.
It's about Woodstock 1999, like where they tried to recreate. It's three episodes, docuseries about the concert that they tried to recreate the original 1969 Woodstock. But it epically turns into just chaos, like worse than Firefest. But like, I don't know, I lived through that time and I didn't remember it being such a mess because we didn't like have the internet back then. So it was really fascinating to see the whole thing fall apart.
They like rioted and like burned the place down.
Yeah, they burned the entire concert grounds to ashes. It was crazy. And to see how it all unfolded in front of like 90s bands, like Limp Bizkit and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and like seeing like Ananda Lewis and like the MTV VJs from the time. It was just so nostalgic.
That's fun. I should watch it just for that. Yeah.
It's so good. So that's my favorite burger. You should all watch it.
My favorite burger is a product I bought that I've been wanting to buy, but it was on sale on Amazon. I don't know if this will work, but I'm excited to see it. And you can't see it, audience, but it's an LED mask.
Oh, wow.
That does different colors.
Yes.
That give you different results. I don't know.
Liz is currently wearing a mask.
I'm really excited about it.
Terrifying. It looks like the Sleep No More mask, if anyone's been to Sleep No More, but it lights up.
It lights up. But there's definitely some vain properties to it for like anti-aging, but it's also good for like blood circulation and I don't know. It was $120 and I got it for $40.
Wow. Okay. So wait, it lights up your skin and circulates your blood?
It lights. So like, oh, I almost broke it.
Careful.
So you go on. So the red, the red is for like collagen.
Oh.
The blue is for like circulation. The green is for, I don't know, I have to get the directions. They're somewhere around here.
But you're transforming before our eyes.
It's something that I've wanted to splurge on. And when it came on sale, I had to. So my new LED, who knows if it works, but I'll give it a try. Got it for $40 is my favorite burger this week.
That's an amazing deal.
Thanks.
So many light colors.
Okay, so my favorite burger, and this is probably going to sound very similar to if you've listened to the podcast, because I say this a lot, but I was trying to think, is there an object, is there a thing? And what it comes down to is my favorite burger is open communication and like being able to just talk with people.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great burger.
Love that burger.
So.
And you're so good at it. I've loved listening to you interview people.
Oh, thanks. I think it was, so it's funny actually, because I was dropping off a friend before this and like he was asking about, recording this or whatever. And I was just like, yeah, haven't really talked to these guys before. Don't really have like anything that we're like, just going and we go. And he was like, well, like what questions do you have prepared? And I was like, the only question I ever have prepared, who are you? Like, that's the only one. We just go. And he was like, seriously, you don't like have like a schedule of what you're gonna say? I'm like, no, I just feel like talking about whatever I feel like talking about.
But the listeners are gonna think this is all scripted.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because we are.
Why did you send me that teleprompter?
Yeah, why did we have to agree to like promote Common Humanity podcast? Just kidding. Everyone should listen.
Yeah. No, I think that's really great because you know what? I think like it is real. I think that Zach and I, and obviously it seems like you are a very curious person. And if the best way to kind of learn stuff is to ask people who know about them or figure out things you don't know and finding commonality, but that's also at the same time finding the different things that you like and I like and he likes and we can all figure out from that and learn from that. Those are like great things.
Finding different perspectives and common ground. Totally.
Yeah.
So what would you guys consider yourselves experts in?
Don't do that to us.
Yeah, as a reminder, there is nothing too taboo.
Well, so here's the thing. I have such imposter syndrome that I don't think I'm an expert at anything, like not even the stuff I'm good at.
You're not even an expert at being an imposter?
I'm an expert at being an imposter, actually. We found it. No, I think I'm an expert at, like, I've worked really hard to polish my expertise in copywriting, which is my career. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm also always learning. So I can't totally say I'm an expert yet, but working on that expertise.
But I would actually argue that perpetual learning is what makes you an expert. Because you know enough to know.
That's a good point.
You don't know everything.
Hell yeah. I'm an expert at knowing I'm not an expert.
Boom.
But I think that, Zach, you're very similar to me. Because I think what I'm really good at, like, I don't know if I'm an expert at it, but what I'm really good at is that, like, if I have to do something, if it's at work or it was my personal life or, you know, something breaks in my kitchen, whatever, my expertise is like, it's all fixable. I know
yes.
the answer. I know I can figure this out. This is not the end of the world. I'm really good in like I got stuck in an elevator once. We were only like on the second floor and this guy like freaked out. And I had to like grab him by the shoulder and be like, you need to calm down. We're fine. Like, here's my phone. We're calling police. Like, it's fine. And like, I think I'm actually pretty good in like crisis situations. I think I'm an expert at keeping my cool. I mean, I cried about it afterwards when I got home.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of
keeping your cool and like being resourceful.
Yeah. I think I'm actually pretty good at that. I don't know why, but
those are good skills.
I would probably guess trauma, but that's just me.
Yeah. That's where we all get good at that stuff from. Yep.
That's why I like to laugh and tell jokes.
Right.
If I don't, I'll cry. Hey!
Welcome to humanity. Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just had a question and it fluttered away from my brain. Give me a moment.
Take your time.
I love the elevator music. Very fitting.
She memorized it when she got stuck in there.
I'm back in that exact moment right now. You need to calm down, man. The 5 and 7 year old I was with were like calmer than this guy. I'm like,
oh my God. Wait, I love how you're like, we were only on the second floor. Cause to me, it's like, that wouldn't matter. I would want to get out of the elevator the same amount.
We were on that like 22nd floor. Like, yeah, that might be like falling to the ground.
I mean, because of heights. Yeah.
But if we crashed down to the basement, that would really only be like 2 more floors. We'd be fine.
True. I see what you're saying.
They had to like pry it open with a shovel. It was really weird.
Oh my God. It's kind of scary.
Oh my goodness. That just reminded me. Did you guys ever watch? Come on. It's not going to come to me. The movies where...
We're really good at guessing. So just,
yeah, we know the movie already.
The movies where like they're all supposed to die in order.
Oh, Final Destination.
Final Destination.
Hell yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And there's I think it's like number 2 or 3, but there's one where there's like, they're like stuck halfway in the elevator and they're like pulling people out.
Oh, yeah.
And then the elevator lets go and...
Right.
That series is so good. I love movies like that, like shitty horror franchises.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like they're not scary, but they're pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Ugh. That was a really entertaining horror franchise. Oh, some
it's
of those deaths
horror,
were pretty graphic.
Wait, this reminded me, it's both Disney and what we're talking about, but the new Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out.
Yes.
When is that coming?
Like this Halloween.
Oh, right. Duh. That's so exciting.
It's going to be a big hit this upcoming 2023 4th of July, Hocus Pocus 2.
And Kim Cattrall is also not coming back to this one.
Oh, that's right. She was in that.
No, I don't think she was in the original.
She wasn't?
I think only SJP.
Oh, because of Sex and the City joke. Oh,
yeah.
Was she like a wench in it? Like,
she wishes. No, that's probably going to be so good.
Speaking of 90s movies, that kid in that movie had weirdly long hair.
That's so true. Yes.
Well, and I think it was, who was the kid from Home Improvement? And like, he was the heartthrob.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yes, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And he had, you know, like.
Yeah, and
down the middle.
Yeah, they all did.
Yeah. It was a whole thing.
But I don't remember any boys I grew up with having that hair.
Oh, I do.
I had that hair.
I didn't even like.
I'm imagining you that middle part right now.
I totally had the middle part for a long time.
Then he would say you should bring it back.
Oh, God. Yeah. It is probably coming back. I'll have to check TikTok. That's where they will let you know. Have you guys heard about the millennial pause?
No.
Okay, so it's circulating the internet recently. Like, I saw something about it on TikTok. Then I saw something about it in, like, the New York Times. It's apparently how the younger... So, like, millennials as a whole are now currently the first generation ever getting old on the internet. And all the younger kids can tell when we start a video, we wait a fraction of a second because we, like, don't trust that the video started. So we don't start talking right away, but like the younger generation does, they just start their videos right away because they know like it's recording. And so they are calling it the millennial pause. And they say like the people who didn't grow up with, you know, cameras always recording and always taking selfie videos and things like that, take like a 3/4 of a second pause right at the start.
Now, I don't want to sound old, but like what constitutes a millennial?
It's too large of a...
Yeah, it's literally like 80 until 99.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like almost 30 years of generation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm technically a millennial.
Yeah. And I'm like a medium millennial.
Older millennial.
I'm the original millennial.
But I feel like I'm kind of on the older side of millennial too, even though I'm younger than you, Liz, because... I still grew up I remember not having internet.
Right.
And there are the millennials who like never grew up without internet and apps and things like that.
Right.
I feel like that should be a bigger divide. Like we shouldn't all be allowed to be millennials.
Yeah. Well, also because like millennials kind of got screwed over pretty hardcore by society and whatnot. And Gen Z gets to reap the benefits of our demise.
Yeah. And they're being so chill about everything that it's like, I don't know, they're kind of getting it right. It's hard to hate them about it. Like, right. I feel like they're like defining their careers and just saying no to things. And like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's those things that you like, you want them to have, but you're also sad that you don't get to have them.
Right.
Totally.
That's so true. Ugh. Gen Z, Gen X. It's hard to keep them all straight.
Because I think I'm part X, part Y, and millennial, not Z.
It's really confusing.
Labels anymore. What is this?
That's so true. And then what are baby boomers? Baby boomers are what generation?
They're like my parents born. Like
they don't have a letter. Like they don't have a letter.
No, okay. They're just baby boomers.
They're just baby boomers.
Because they're like the post-World War II generation that was born when the men came back from war.
Right when they stepped off the ship.
And their women were waiting.
Oh, God.
All right. So I think I want to move into our questions. Get some. I want to choose that one and that one. This one over here, because why not?
Fun question time.
Oh man. Okay. We are going to go in order from left to right. And you'll have your own assigned question, but then if anybody can chime in as well. So Liz, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
If you had to spend 2 days without food or a week without your mobile phone, which would you choose?
Without my phone, the food, come on. I need food.
But it's only 2 days.
That's tough. I would cannibalize people in 2 days. I would go on a rampage in 2 days without food.
No, that's true. I would too.
No, I'd rather eat. I can not have my phone. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Good question, though.
That is a good question.
Zach, name a couple of movies you like and why.
Oh, it's hard to choose. Okay, a couple of movies that I like. So one of my favorite movies has always been Memento. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I love movies that are told like in an interesting order or from a surprising perspective. And like, I think the fact that that was kind of a murder mystery told backwards was just so cool. It's going to be hard to say not say another Christopher Nolan movie. No, because I love he does that in all of his
I'm just like Christopher Nolan.
He does that in all of his movies. What other movies do I like? I don't know. I haven't watched any good movies lately.
What's your favorite like Tom Hanks movie?
I guess Forrest Gump.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Chandra?
I've never seen all of Forrest Gump. I think I've seen the whole thing totally, but I've never like sat down and watched it. But I've seen enough of the pieces that I get the gist.
He meets Elvis.
Cool. So movies I like.
Yeah.
No, your top favorite Tom Hanks movie.
Oh yeah, favorite Tom Hanks movie. Hanks movie.
I know it's hard.
I don't even know that I could say one because I could not name.
Come on. So
You've Got Mail was a hard one not to say.
Okay, I've seen that one.
Big.
Oh, so good.
The Burbs. You ever see The Burbs?
No.
Everyone should see this movie. It's called The Burbs. Tom Hanks is in it. Corey Feldman is in it.
Aww.
Harry Fisher is in it, and these like creepy neighbors move in next door, and the wife goes on the vacation, and the whole neighborhood thinks that they're murderers, and they try to like solve if they're murderers or not. It sounds so stupid. It's so funny. It is the funniest.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I've seen it like 1,000 times.
I think I would have to say Castaway because I think it's the only that I can like remember pieces of right now.
I never saw that one.
Really?
But everyone else did.
What?
Everyone else saw it.
It's good.
I saw it probably like 10 years after it came out. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Wilson. And that's the biggest reason why I like that movie, I'm sure.
I like it when he has to do dentistry with that ice skate.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Okay, we're going to quick side note from these questions because now if you were on a deserted island and could have three things with you, what three things would you bring?
Oof.
And like they can't be
like there's no Wi-Fi.
Like there's no like emergency radio system.
You decide.
Okay. Well, I would bring an iPhone filled with music, like so much music that I could listen to. That's one thing. I would bring like, I guess a lighter, or like I can't make fire by rubbing anything together for sure. So like a lighter and another person, like a survivalist, another person.
Okay.
Even once your iPhone dies, like Are you just sad holding an iPhone full of music you can't turn back on?
This is a forever iPhone. Remember, Chandra said, we make the rules. But I don't care if it makes calls.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would probably do the same, but I do the same with the fire, like bring some sort of like match or lighter or something, a tent, because I always feel like that would just, I'm not going to make a hut or anything. And probably like a lot of sunblock, I guess. Ooh, and then I could figure it out. I probably could figure out how to fish.
Yeah.
And eat coconut. I mean, it depends. Am I on a deserted island in the Caribbean or am I in like Nova Scotia?
Honestly, my friend asked me this the other day. And so I said something like a knife and a tarp and something to collect water. And he was like, oh, you're thinking like survivalist. Like I was thinking like a book and a playlist and all this stuff.
Like a bag of pretzels, some orange soda.
And he was like, knowing you, you would like build a whole like giant tree house. Like, and I was like, yeah, of course.
Zach and I are revising. We're bringing Chandra with us.
Yeah.
He'll keep us alive.
I like that tree house.
And then, so then this is where it turns gruesome. He was like, what if your deserted island has no trees? Like, it's just sand. And I was like, oh, in that case, I'm bringing a gun and two bullets in case the first one doesn't work. He was like, are you serious? And I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, build a sandcastle to live in?
No. Right. You have to do like a cave or something.
Yeah,
you'd have to make like a sand igloo.
A sand glue.
It wouldn't work. And you can't really dig far, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, it would just turn into ocean if you did.
Yeah. You're screwed.
Water table is relatively high on an island.
Yeah. Fair assumption.
Okay. We're all going to answer this one, but I'll start because it's my question. So what are you looking forward to in the coming months?
Mm.
I am looking forward to my children going back to school.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love them and which sounds awful. I'm really looking forward to getting my next book out because I'm way behind on it because the summer kind of steamrolled me. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and some new projects. So
nice. Having the kids back in school will help with getting the book done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Liz, what are you looking forward to?
I am going on my very first cruise.
Ooh.
To Bermuda. My friend, she was my roommate in college. She's been asking me for 25 years to go on a cruise with her. She's been on like 10. I don't know. I think because it's post-COVID, post-pandemic, I just want to get away. And this is like easy drive to New York, just disembark from there. So I'm looking forward to that. And I know it's going to be weird to say this, I like cold weather and snow and winter, and I like putting up my Christmas tree and sitting and watching TV, and I like blankets, and I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to being over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't like to look too far into the future. I like to kind of take it back. Old Liz was like, where do I see myself in 5 years? And I'm like, stop asking yourself that. So
yeah.
Next 6 months, it's just a cruise in cold weather.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to cooler weather too. It's been really hot here in Miami. I'm also looking forward. I've been recently recovering from foot surgery, which has been challenging. So I'm looking forward to that whole journey being over. It's,
you mean shark bite?
Yeah, my shark bite. You know, I'm like, it's been fun, but I'm sick of it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to add one more. I'm looking forward to, because I wasn't looking as far into the future as you guys. I'm looking forward to competing at IPL North Americans for powerlifting in St. Louis, because I've never been to St. Louis, and it is the biggest meet that I've ever done. So I'm terrified and like super excited.
Have you been training?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
So is it televised?
I think so.
Oh my God, we're watching.
We have to watch this.
There will probably at the very least be like a streaming link. So I will definitely send it to you guys.
For sure. Yeah, we definitely want to see you compete. That's awesome.
Like a viewing party and like, yes. Like, we know her.
My favorite burger viewing episode of the heavy lifting camp.
Lift. Is that the cure for that sport?
It's usually something like more like screaming, get it, or.
Oh, okay. Like, get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just scream. Like, it's just a
no, no spelling things out like G-E-T-I-T.
No.
No. Okay.
No, just like everybody's screaming.
Get it out. Get it out.
Okay. Liz, if you were gifted a 12-month scholarship to study any topics in the world, what would they be and where?
Ooh, I know exactly what I would do. I would go to Paris and I would learn French cooking.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's what I would do, hands down. And I would learn French at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Accidentally, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Zach, do you think the world can live in harmony? If so, what would it take to achieve this?
No. but I'm so psyched to watch us all try.
Okay. So it wasn't as dismal as the first answer. Try to back up a little bit. Obviously, the person who wrote the question.
Zach Gross is also running for president in 2024. Message of hope.
My name is Zach Gross and I approve this message.
Oh, this one is super easy. So my question is, if you could only have one of these options for 2 years, would you have a fast car and really slow internet, or a fast internet and really slow car? And I would live the life I live now and have a fast car and slow internet. Because I'm Roman and I live in Wyoming, so we haven't really caught up with the rest of the world in like internet speed. So
you're like, I'm already half slow. That's already
Stuff. You're like, I'm already used to that.
They're like, they're trying to install like fiber optics and stuff throughout town, and it's supposed to be done within the next couple of years.
What? So,
can I say something that's going to probably out me as not being a drag racer? But I never really understand when people say like they want a fast car. Like, don't they all kind of go the same?
No.
Where are you going? Like, calm down. Yeah, like up earlier, weirdo.
So it's not necessarily how fast they can. Well, there's a little bit of how fast they can go.
It's how fast it revs up.
Yeah, it's how fast you get to how fast you want to go.
Right. See, right, I don't care about people. 60. People hearing me vrooming around the corner. I don't care.
You don't have to hear about it, but like, have you driven a fast car? Like today, my friend had to drive my car for me and he was like, your car is fast. Like
it is fun to kind of go really fast.
Yeah. Like he's ridden in my car, but it was the first time driving it. And he was like, yeah, that was fun. I'm like, I know.
What kind of car is it?
I have a Honda Civic.
Oh, nice.
But it's a sports version.
Wait, oh, cool. Is it stick shift?
No, I'm not that cool.
It's automatic, yeah. Yeah, because I grew up always having like a stick shift car, and so I think now I don't think I would ever get. I mean, I'll just get automatic cars for the rest of my life. But I do like that, like
yeah,
kind of feeling. Love,
that was the beautiful sound effect. That was like
that was really good.
I'd like to revise mine. I'm an expert at sound effects.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I think expert at me than me, whatever. I'm an expert at using words and sentences.
Sometimes is all that matters.
Yes. All right, our last round here, Liz. Ooh. What is something your parents used to tell you that you wish you had heeded earlier?
Oh, you mean I have to like compliment them?
Kinda.
Oh gosh. They were right about something.
I can't even think of one.
God, it's so mean that I can't think of it. I think that they were always really good with money, and I was always fine with money. I never went into like debt or anything, but I never was very good at understanding like budget. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I always kind of scrambled a lot, especially my 20s and my 30s. But I also think that sometimes it's difficult for me to answer that question because I've never been married. I've never been in like a relationship where we've like shared our finances or shared any kind of like home expenses or stuff like that. So I think I actually had to learn a lot of how to do that in a different way. Right. Then I think that they were trying to teach me because they were a couple. And so I think that I probably should have read more Susie Orman books. My mom gave them to me, but.
Try her old reruns.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I had to kind of figure it out on my own way. But I do wish that maybe I had paid a little bit more attention to like anything that had to do with money. And I probably would probably have a nicer car now. I probably
or a faster know, one.
A faster car now. Yeah. No. I'm sorry to come off like it's a complicated question to answer about my parents, but like sometimes their advice when I think about it now as an adult, I'm so proud of myself to realize that maybe some of their advice was actually really bad. Yes. And like not in a mean way, just like
or didn't apply.
Well, and like life changes and like it isn't the 50s anymore. And, you know, I was growing up, you know, when I was a kid in the 80s, it was totally different. You know, economics were different. Like, you know, it just was a different kind of world. And so I also was like not a person that was like, I'm going to get married. I'm going to have 10 kids. I'm going to have a house. I'm going to have a yard. And like those things were never interesting to me. So I think a lot of like life lessons they gave me maybe just never really applied to my future and definitely not my present, but I'm happy. Ooh. And healthy.
Yeah, you figured it out. You whatever button you have that you figured it out. So
yeah.
All right. I love that answer, by the way. That
was a good one.
I also very specifically love that it wasn't like fluffy or easy because
it was not a great question because it really made I actually was like thinking I was like yeah I have to this is like my life.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
All right, Zach, what do you think happens to us when we die?
Oh god,
you gave him an easy one.
No, well now but she's giving me all the opportunities to let her audience down. I hope that like our consciousness continues. That would be so cool. I don't think it does. I think, my phone started ringing in my headphones. I think that probably your consciousness just ends, which is such a morbid thought, but the less morbid way to look at it is like, that's why you got to make sure to really enjoy your life while you are here and you are conscious, because I wouldn't count on the fact that there is like a next room in this house, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think that's a whether you believe in the next room or not, I think that's a great way to look at it, because this is quite potentially the only life you have.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your goal should be like Liz and to enjoy it and have a life that makes you happy.
And follow the rules that apply and that suit you. I also, one of the most compelling things I've heard online or in reading about like afterlife is like, if there was going to be an afterlife, wouldn't there be a before life? Like, wouldn't you have consciousness from before you entered the womb? And to me, I'm like, yeah, you probably just go back to like not being conscious like you were before you were born.
Yeah.
I think that's the simplest, you know, Occam's razor, like the simplest answer is usually the right one.
Yeah.
I'm a big circle of life girl. Like, I will become the flowers that I used to plant.
Yes, I love that. And I think that's true. I mean, we all, it is a circle.
Yeah.
I just think that this might be the only part we know about. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's more realistic too. I think, you know, I think we're all pretty aware that we like to kind of have these ideas, especially when we're younger, because it is such a kind of like, you know, it's scary at first, then it's like daunting, then it's confusing. And then you're like, I guess I just have to be at peace with this and enjoy the moment and the presence right now. Yeah. And, but I think it is really important to think about it because I think it does make it, I think that the people that are able to really think about death and kind of come to terms with it, with whatever they believe in, I think that they actually do live better present lives.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
While we're on this topic, RIP Olivia Newton-John and Anne Heche.
Yeah.
What?
So sad.
Anne Heche thing was weird.
Really weird. Did you see her on the stretcher, like moving around?
Yes.
It was so creepy.
Weird. Yeah.
Anyway, RIP.
RIP.
Yikes.
Okay.
No, I don't think there's an afterlife.
I think my favorite part, I mean, aside from I actually like fully like your answer, but my favorite part is that your initial reaction was, oh God.
That's perfect.
Okay, I want your guys' input on my question as well. But so the question is, what do you think loving yourself really means? And for me, it is the ability to constantly try to grow into your best version of yourself. And that's going to look different for everybody. And to give yourself grace in the periods that you are not growing or the periods where you might be like shrinking and kind of falling back on old habits because we're human and it happens. So I think loving yourself is really comes down to being there for you no matter what, because it's not always going to be peachy keen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally
agree.
I know for a fact for myself that I know I started to love myself when I stopped hating that old self I was. When I stopped being like, I hated that person I was, I hated that life I was living. And I changed my whole life, and I really do love my life now. I also understand that it doesn't have to be fancy and it doesn't have to be expensive. It's a very simple life that I live now. And I don't even worry about who she was anymore. I don't even care about her. Like, she's done. I love myself now, and that's who I'm focusing on. That's
it. Yes. I love that. I think it is about like giving yourself grace and not holding on to past versions of yourself or past mistakes you made. And for me, a lot of it is like, it's so easy to be your own worst critic when really you should be your own biggest fan, you know? And like, it's so easy to just like focus on what you did wrong or what you failed to do when really like you got to put energy into focusing your own self onto your own victories.
Yeah, not care about making mistakes. Who cares? I don't know. I mean, I'm not an 80-year-old woman, but I'm also not a 20-year-old woman anymore. But I'm very easily now like, I fucked that up. That was me. My bad. I did that. Yeah. Sorry. I can redo it. You know.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a huge lesson to learn in life is being able to admit when you're wrong or when you fuck something up and just taking ownership because, and I think that's a part of it, owning who you are, mistakes, flaws, and like nobody's perfect. And I always tell people and they like, look at me like I'm just spitting bullshit. But like, I tell people like your perfection's in your imperfection. Like,
yeah,
so true.
I don't know. Yeah.
100%.
It's good. Good stuff. So, I feel like we just had like a cleansing.
Yes.
Of our soul.
Well, that's why when I fall asleep to podcasts, sometimes I have dreams that the podcast hosts are my therapist.
Yeah.
Because like podcast talks are like therapy.
Oh yeah, sure.
I'm like, why do I keep having dreams that I'm in like therapy sessions with this like famous comedian?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So if you could have any comedian as your therapist, who would you choose?
Ooh. Well, I've already had Nikki Glaser has been my dream therapist a lot of nights. She's very good. I would recommend.
Yeah.
She's very open to like failure, like we were just talking about as well, and like self-improvement and giving yourself grace. So the sessions I had with her were really good.
Yeah, I feel like similar, like Chelsea Handler maybe.
Oh, she's so funny.
Like she would be like, snap out of it, Liz, stop it. That is so goofy, knock it off. Like, no. Like, because
she and her boyfriend broke up.
I know, Joe Coy,
yeah.
And so sad. I really like believed in love.
I know. Me too. Now I don't.
Now I don't.
Oh, man. No afterlife. No hope for love.
But hey. I didn't bring a knife with me on a deserted island.
You live and you learn.
Well, Liz, Zach, it has been just stupendously lovely to have you on here today. I've had such a good time.
So much fun. It was great getting to meet you.
Yeah. And we'll do this again someday.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
So.
For sure. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast. You have great topics and great guests. So we're glad you invited us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Honestly, this podcast is really positive driven, and we need a lot more of that in the world.
Yeah, totally. Well, keep it up.
Well, thank you. Do you guys have anything promotion wise, anything you want people to know about other than checking out your podcast?
Yeah, just check out our pod. We have 10 episodes out wherever you stream podcasts. It's called My Favorite Burger. And you can follow us at My Favorite Burger Pod on Instagram.
Nice. And all of that's going to be linked. So,
yes. Cool. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, thank
good
you.
Good luck with your, thank you. Good luck with training for your competition.
Yes.
When I have that link, I'm sending it to you guys. So
for sure. Yeah, we're waiting for it.
Watching it.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Bye.